I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, though, in studio, and guys, we will tell you the latest on the Falcons coming up in our NFL Blitz segment here in about 20 minutes. The latest with Tack and whether or not he looks like he's going to play, and more about the Braves. But right now, our man Kent Bazemore in studio with us. You say it again.
Bazemore.
How low can you go?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Another day, man. Of the day.
Well,
and you're still here.
Yeah, still here.
Well, it's good to see. Yeah, lots of changes obviously have happened with our Atlanta Hawks. Changes at the arena are going on. Guys, believe it or not, we are right around the corner from training camp. Things are going to be starting here pretty soon. But Baze has come in to talk to us about some other things that are going on with his foundation and his charity events. But you've been busy. What's been happening? Give us what's the summer been like?
Training, more training. Working on the body and the mind. 1 year anniversary last month, went out to Hawaii.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Spent some time with the wife and just growing up, in this big world. Mm. Yeah.
You didn't go to Maui, did you?
Yeah, I went to Maui and Kauai.
Nice.
That's the best place on the work in the earth, man. I love Hawaii.
It's nice.
Didn't get as buck wild on the wedding as was the last time we had you in your studio, we talked about Steph Curry's party.
Yeah.
That wedding party.
Yeah. That was a good time. Now, I just turned 29, so I'm on the other side of the hill as far as the partying.
I can't
do it like I used to, man.
Well, Kent Bazemore in studio with this guy's Atlanta Hawk, and obviously he's a guy that's giving back to his community. I remember when you signed your deal here, and you were like, I'm so happy to be here in Atlanta, and I want to give back. And we were like, okay, cool, because we all like to wait and see, and you have done that. And now you're back again this year with the golf tournament and the Uno tournament.
Yeah, we got Uno coming up this weekend, Saturday night, the Westside Cultural Arts Center from 7 to 10. The past 2 years, we've had an 10-year-old and 11-year-old win it. So hopefully a 12-year-old wins it this year. So, and it was all about the kids, having them come out and have a good time and, getting people together, have a good time, raising money for a good cause.
Where is the golf tournament going to be this year?
The golf tournament is Monday, 9 a.m. shotgun start at Dunwoody Country Club.
Okay. Yep. How's your game, by the way?
I'm down to a 10.
Wow. 10,
yeah, I started the summer at a 14-6. I'm down to a 10-2 now.
See, that's okay. Why you got to keep score, guys. Be serious, Carl. You got to know your handicap. Vincent Kent Bazemore from your Atlanta Hawks for this here live in studio. Get more details. Just be Googling Kent Bazemore Uno tournament. You find out what's going on with that and all the other events that he's got going on. The team, by the way, how much did you follow the draft? What was going on in the offseason?
Here and there. This summer I kind of had my head down, just plugging away, trying to get back, to who I am, mostly in between the years and, getting my confidence back, getting my body stronger and, just working hard, ready to lead these young guys.
Kent, as we talk about, what the Hawks did, and I don't know if you watched the draft, how much attention you paid, or somebody texted you and was like, yo, did you see what happened? What'd you think of the Trey Young pick?
I like Trey, man. He's a young kid, super hungry, and obviously an explosive scorer. Mm-hmm. Range unlimited. So I'm ready to kind of, get him out there on the floor and, watch him grow.
I mean, theoretically, the guy can draw, get the ball, use some space, and create some good looks for you.
Yeah, he's a great passer, especially with his offhand. I think it's an underrated thing people really don't talk about, because a lot of times teams are going to send him to his left hand, and it's good to see that he can, make any kind of pass, on the floor with his left hand. So that's going to be good for us.
Have you seen Torrey in the offseason?
Oh, yeah, TP's getting after it. Obviously on Instagram, a lot of guys, post their workouts and stuff, and I've been following texting them, keeping them in touch, and John Collins is having a huge summer. Bembry, a lot of guys. Kevin Herter is back on the court. Amari Spellman has been in the gym every day.
Now, Herter we hadn't seen. Can he shoot it?
Oh, man. He's a player. He's an underrated guy in the sense that, he knows how to make plays. He can put the ball on the floor. You heard a lot of Klay Thompson comparisons coming out of Maryland. Klay got really good at, making that pocket pass, all the tight pin downs, and Kevin showed glimpses of that, not only in college, but, in his workouts, he's been doing well, plays a great pace, and, a big guard, 6'6", and can really shoot it.
It is Kent Bazemore with his guys in studio. And you were there in Golden State when they were putting the pieces together. And, you know, obviously you've got a career here with the Hawks. You got the contract. But, I mean, you see the similarities. Why people are saying we're kind of Golden State East after we were kind of San Antonio East. We had a bud here.
I think Brandon Travis Lincoln was, you know, a great thing, you know, because he's been there. He's been there for – he was out in Golden State for a long time. You know, kind of helped them get up and going. Now he has a clean slate, and he basically cleaned house and got the guys in here that he feels can turn this thing around, and he's still building.
Well, I tell you, when you look at, you know, the growth of all these young guys, the reason why I bring up Torian, last year at the end of the season, man, I think he really showed a lot of people offensively what he could do. It was like, where did this come from? He can fill it up.
Yeah, I mean, once, you know, I kind of went down for the rest of the year and Dennis was in and out of the rotation, you know, he had to be the guy next up to kind of, you know, put the team on his back and had some 30-point games there late in the year, you know, shooting the crap out of it. And it's good to see a guy like that. You know, get that opportunity, you know, regardless of how the year ended. He ended on a high note and is rolled right over into the season. He's working hard as ever, getting his body ready and working on his game.
When you hear news like LeBron goes to L.A., do guys in the league, do you text your boys and be like, really? Or is it like, cool? I mean, what's the reaction?
Well, you know, for me, I think he's in a different space mentally as far as where he is in his career. He's really big off the court and how he likes to run his company. Really big in the movies, and he's already working on producing some films out there in L.A. And you know what a great decision, you know, for a guy that, you know, has accomplished a lot, done a lot for the game. It's good to see that you know he's more than an athlete, more than a basketball player, and I think that's the example he's trying to show.
It's Kent Bazemore with his live in studio guys. NFL Blitz coming up at 3 plus. What's the latest with the Falcons? And what's the latest with our new coach? What do you think of Lloyd Pierce? How much time have you got to spend with the man?
He's a busy man right now, you know, expecting a child here any day. And he's a great guy. You know, we stayed in touch throughout the summer. He's checked in, and he's a fiery guy, defensive-minded guy, and he's ready to get after it. He's ready to come down and you know, start getting us ready for this long haul.
Yeah, we had Coach on, and when he first got the job, obviously, and he's just, you know, seems like a really enthusiastic guy, but he was like, look, we're going to play defense. I'm like, oh, okay, Coach,
he's serious. Yeah, he's intense, man. I like it. You know, and that's what you need as a young team. You need somebody that's going to kind of be rigid with you and, you know, heard the cattle, heard the guys in the right direction. So I'm looking forward to, you know, working with him and learning a lot from him and trying to, you know, be that glue guy between, you know, the coaches and the younger guys.
It is Kent Bazemore, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. You've been to a United game this summer? You had a chance to take one in?
I just went this past weekend. They ended up tying. But it was good to see Martinez in action, and my guy Julian Gressel made some great passes. They got a good team. They got a good thing going over there. It's very exciting to watch. And they've done a lot for Atlanta as a whole. You know, they set the tone, you know, for teams having a great year. The Braves are doing well now. Mm-hmm. And the Atlanta Dream, shout out the Atlanta Dream, Coach Nicky Collin. You know, so Falcons should have a good year this year. And then, you know, it's all up to us.
It's a good time to be in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, it's a good time, man.
You get the hard hat down there? But now you do any work down there at Phillips in the offseason?
No, so I'm a guy that kind of likes to see it all at once, you know.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah, they post it here and there. I kind of just, like, flip by it. You know, I want to see it all at once and, you know, soak it all up.
The finished product.
Yeah, that practice facility is bananas.
Oh, man, it's nuts.
I mean,
have you done the hyperbaric chambers and all that stuff they got? The sleep deprivation? Sleep deprivation. What do you call it?
Sensory deprivation. Yeah.
You don't want to have any sleep deprivation.
Yeah, sensory deprivation. Yes. You know, all this stuff is good for the body. You know, with how strenuous athletics is, it's good to kind of get in there and recover. Steam room, sauna, cold tub, hot tub, float tank, whatever you need. They got it over there for us.
Ken, let's talk about it one more time so people know. And I'm trying to get out there for the Uno tournament. Can a brother get an invite?
Man.
Hey, so this is going down again this weekend. Join 92.9 The Game and Kent Bazemore of the Atlanta Hawks. It's the third annual Arms Foundation weekend. It begins Saturday, August 11th. It's the Celebrity Uno tournament. It runs from about 7-11, guys. But the deal is Kent does such a great job of putting on this. It's a class act. And it's a lot of fun. As I said, I participated a couple of years ago. It's at the Westside Cultural Arts Center. And then on Monday, we've got the golf tournament that's happening at Dunwoody Country Club. So for more info, guys, it's armsfoundation.org.
Yes, sir. And I'm trying to, you know, raise some money. You know, LeBron kind of stole my idea, to be honest. But That's, you know,
which one are we talking about?
The I Promise School. Like, that's, you know, I always wanted to build an academy, and that's where I started this foundation, was to give back in more ways than one. And I think giving kids an opportunity to learn, you know, more about life than studying a curriculum and, you know, having an unconventional route is kind of what I want to do. And he laid out the blueprint, and, you know, I'm having all these events, spending all this time, and, you know, giving back so I can, you know, one day break ground in my academy.
Okay, so you still want to do that,
obviously. Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right.
For sure.
Well, man, let's get behind Ken Bazemore and obviously helping the kids and giving back. He's one of our favorite guys, man, just to hang out with and chop it up with, and we'll be watching him soon on the court.
The new-look Hawks hitting the hardwood before you know it, man.
All right, Kent, good to see you.
All right, gentlemen.
I'll be there for that Uno belt, brother.
Hey, come on, get it.
I want the belt, son!
Come on, get it.
Lose right. to an 11-year-old.
Yeah, you know what? I say that, and last time I think I lost in the second round. I was like, damn it!
Hey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.